This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Third and long. Wilson floats it way upstairs. Williams, he's got it! Touchdown! Mike Williams, the newest Steeler, scores!
God, you love it. I've watched that way too many times since it's happened, Doran, including a new end zone angle from the reverse look. And that ball was in the air, it felt like, for 48 minutes from Russell Wilson.
What yard line were they on? You remember?
32, I think.
32.
Yeah. Just step back, boop, just throw it straight to the sky. Thing could have brought rain, Doran.
He was throwing it regardless, even if it was glued coverage. But Mike Williams off the line, touchdown.
Just go make a play.
Yeah.
We've talked about this so many times with Russell Wilson. He just trusts his guys to make plays.
See, that's what I love about a quarterback. And, you know, whenever Pat does get here, and he'll say the same thing. Like, that's one thing about Pat, you know, during our days of playing, like, he was always going to give his receiver a chance. Like, just give me a chance. Throw in a vicinity and let me go get it.
Yeah.
Like, and Russ has always done that in his career, going all the way back to Seattle. He's always given his receivers chances and never really overthinks it. Like, I'm not going to overthink it. I got a receiver out there that's 6'3 and a half. We need a win. He's, you know, former first-round pick. Like, I know him, but I haven't played with him. I'm going to tell him what to run, and I'm going to throw my athletic receiver the football. I'm going to throw George the ball. Like, he's going to – whatever route he runs, I'm going to put in the vicinity. He's going to go get it. Like, I just love that about, you know, most quarterbacks do operate that way, but I just love that about, like, guys like Russ. So just go give that receiver a chance. And then just hope that, you know, he comes down with it in the touchdown. And that's what happened. And you just develop such a confidence and a rapport after a moment like that.
Oh, I can imagine.
Like, a one little moment like that can just really unravel so many other things. And, like, everybody on the offense has a lot of confidence in Russ, clearly. And even before he got here, or even whenever he did get here, just knowing of what Russ has done. But now, like, if you're a skilled player in the offense, like, you're just like, okay, like, this guy's gonna help me eat.
It makes you probably feel, even if you're not getting the ball, like at some point you're going to get the ball if you just simply do your job.
Yes.
And that hasn't been the case for the last couple of years. Not to disparage anybody, but when Deontay was mad or George Pickens was mad or anybody was mad when they weren't getting the football, it's because they thought they were doing what they were supposed to do and the ball never found them. Well, Russ might miss you a play or two, or he might not see you a play or two, but more often than not, you feel like you do your job, you're going to get the football, or you're at least going to be given a chance to make a play. We dissected, went back and forth about that fake punt, right? I think if that ball that Russ throws there on 3rd and 9 falls incomplete, that's something that gets dissected ad nauseum following the game. Why are they taking a shot on 3rd and 9? It's probably their final drive of the game. You got to extend the thing. That's when you're going to have to make plays.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to try to play the sticks. They think you're keeping the drive alive. They're going to go man coverage on the outside. And Ben used to do that all the time, and it drove some people crazy. Like, Ben's either throwing it short of the sticks on 3rd and long or on 3rd and short. He'll take a shot deep downfield. That's when you're going to get presented those coverages.
Right.
That's what the great guys do.
Uh-huh.
And so I love that regardless of the result. Go for the win.
That's a great point by you.
Thank you.
Of knowing that, you know, the coverage and Russ knew what he was going to get on 3rd and 9 in that area of the field. He's like, man, I know I'm going to get man coverage. I got a matchup that, you know, I really, really like, and a new guy that I know that can make a play. Let's go. Like,
that's,
I mean,
balls.
That's football. That's football.
We talk about Mike Tomlin being aggressive. He took the ball against Washington. They ran the fake punt. They're on the field, a 4th-and-1 at the end of the ball game. Russell Wilson's got that dog in him, too, where, okay, I'm taking shots.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen that in a couple of years. I'm just going to trust it. We did see it with Kenny in fourth quarters when they'd sort of take the handcuffs off a little bit. Okay, I got to go out there and make a play. And to his credit, a lot of the time, why did Kenny Pickett win? Why did the Steelers have a winning record with Kenny Pickett? Because he would, in key moments, do that. Russell do that 3rd and 9 in the second quarter. He'll do it 3rd and 9 in the third quarter. And I love that about him. And I would pay him. I said either last week or earlier in the week, it might be too early to have that conversation. He's only played 3 games. Plus, we know the Steelers don't negotiate in season. I'm not seeing anything here that's unsustainable from Russell Wilson, because I don't think it was even his best game on Sunday. He just goes out there and plays winning football, and he's a fourth quarter machine. If you told me you could get him today for the Baker Mayfield deal, 3 years, $100 million, or you wait until the end of the season and see where this goes, I think I'm paying him now.
Yes.
Because if he keeps playing this way until the end of the year,
he'll be 45.
Yep. He's not getting the Baker deal. He's getting the Kirk Cousins deal. 4 years, $180 million. I would break my rule. I would pay him right now. I would pay him, I would offer him, if I'm Omar Khan, $33 million a season for 3 years. And make him say no. They're not going to do it. They're not going to break the rule. One of the reasons they have the rule is because they think it creates some sort of schism in the locker room, or it causes a distraction. One, I don't think it's going to distract Russ from playing ball.
No, it's not going to distract him, though.
I don't know that it pisses off any of his teammates. I think these guys love Russ. Mm-hmm. They wanted him to come here. I think he might be like the perfect candidate to break the rule on. Again, only 3 games.
Right, that's where I'm at. Like, I don't know. Like, I know what he's capable of, and I think that everybody else knows what he's capable of, but I just need to see a little bit more.
I get that. That's where I was before, but he's never been hurt until this year, which does matter. Of course that matters. I don't want to pay him $45 million. I mean, I would. Like, if they win a playoff game and he keeps playing like this, you're going to have to pay him the $45 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
$50 million a year. That's why I'm doing it now. And that way you can assure you can pay a George Pickens. I know you're shaking your head. It's 3 games.
I'm
mid-30s guy.
And also, it takes two to tango. Like, Russ is smart enough to know that he would not take that deal right now, because he knows he's going to go keep balling. And he knows there's more money out there. Even if he doesn't keep balling and say it's just like mediocre for the rest of the way, he knows that there's a team out there that's going to be desperate and is going to be like, oh, yeah, like we'll pay Russell Wilson.
Well, let's get into this with Pat when we come back. I think this is the best shot the Steelers have to win a Lombardi trophy. If Russ is here, let's say whatever the money is for the next 3 years after this one, this is their best shot to win. This is probably the best roster they're going to have around him, I think, because you're only paying him $1.2 million.
Yep.
We'll get into that coming up in the next segment. Looking forward to hearing Pat's opinion on all things quarterback around the NFL. We got so much to throw at you, and we're not going to ignore the big basketball game tomorrow night either. Jeff Capel joining us at 8:35. We've got Billy Hilly, Bill Hillgrove.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
To the Panthers at 7:50. Fan Morning Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Should the Steelers break their in-season rule of not negotiating contracts? I say yes. Give him the Baker Mayfield deal. Make him say no, because at the end of the season, he could get Kirk Cousins money. Like, someone tweets at me and says, why would anybody pay Russ that kind of money at the end of the season? Again, we just saw Kirk Cousins coming off an Achilles injury at the same age get $50 million a season for 4 years with an out after two. So I would probably do something like that with Russ because he is getting older. I do think this is their best chance to win. You want to go win the ship? This might be the best chance. $30 million for a quarterback's a lot different than $1.2 million
bucks for a
quarterback.
Yeah, it is. I think we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but if that meant that Justin Fields parts ways with the Steelers, are you okay with that? Because he'll probably get paid somewhere, as yes. Doug said yesterday.
Yes.
Hi, Pat.
How you doing?
Pat brought to us by Gatorade, available at Giant Eagle stores. I don't want to lose Justin Fields. But what do I care about what happens 5 years from now? I can't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Not when you've got a winner here now. And I've totally changed my opinion on that just because Russ has been a lot better than I thought. I thought he'd be good. I didn't think he'd be this good. Like, Starkey was talking about that Penguins trade the other day, right? Lars Eller gets shipped out of here, and you get a 2027 pick and a 2025 pick. Those guys aren't going to help the NHL roster until like 2032. The hell do I care about 2032? So, yeah, if it means you miss out on Fields, I'm okay with it. Pat?
I am too. I mean, it's a small sample size. I heard you guys talking. But I don't see anything physically with him that would lead me to believe that it's not sustainable, right? Like, this isn't flash in a pan, you know, catching lightning in a bottle. He's playing the position really well right now. He's only 35 years old. That's not that old. I mean, he's moving better than I thought. And he's had to move a lot. That's the one thing that's a little bit concerning about, you know, you want to shore up that offensive line. They have not been great in pass pro. They've not been great. That right side's a little bit of an issue. But I agree with you that it's their best chance to win. I think I saw Filippone tweet, like, would you pay this at the end of the... I mean, absolutely. Like, it's time for them to go all in. It really is. And I think all in includes Russell Wilson at this juncture. They are a much different football team with him under center, with him at quarterback, than they were with Justin Fields. And that's nothing against Justin Fields, but this is what a veteran quarterback does for you. And again, I see nothing physically. I also think, and I could be wrong, I could be naive, I don't think he'd take the Steelers to the cleaners. I think he wants
I agree.
I think he wants to be here. Like, I think he, just all the things you see, and I know there's theater to this and stuff, but like all the things you see with him is that this has been a breath of fresh air for him coming off of Denver. This has been like a rebirth of sorts for his career, for his family, for him. He's at Children's Hospital every week. You know, he's there with the Penguins the other day. And I think he really wants to win because in Denver he felt like he couldn't. Had no chance. It was all on him. And here, he feels like he's a part of it. Him and Tomlin seem to be symbiotic. I don't think he'd take him to the cleaners. I think he'd work with them. I think it deep inside, and you got to remember too, like, let's just call the elephant in the room. Like, he don't need money. He's got a lot of money on the other side of the family too. So like, this isn't, you know, like I got to get it in while I can. Like, he's set.
To that point, so Tomlin walked in to the game on Sunday, and he's wearing Steelers gear, right? I mean, he's wearing a kind of a looks hoodie. Like an old hoodie and a
black
an
Air
old
Force
hat.
Ones.
Yeah, but he does have the black Air Force ones, which I'm happy you did mention that. And then my wife did a little bit of digging on what Russ Wilson was wearing walking in. The jacket was $3,500.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got money.
Yeah.
He's still getting paid a butt ton this year by the Denver Broncos. I would like to believe he's not going to take them to the cleaners.
I don't think that he'd accept, like, right now the Baker Mayfield deal, but I don't think that he would force them to pay like $45-50 million. I think it'd be right in the middle. I don't think he'd take a deal right now that was like Baker Mayfield $30 million a year, but I think at the end of the season, maybe like 37,
mm-hmm.
maybe what he got from Denver, 39.
Which is great value.
Yeah.
And you guys know I'm a Dak Prescott guy, and forget the injury, but I'd rather have Russell Wilson at 37 than Dak Prescott at $60 million. Like, with what you can do with the roster?
I think there's a lot of football to be played. Sunday's a big, big game. And it remains to be seen where this team goes. But I think they've got, contrasting the situation in Denver, I think they've got the adults in the room, and I think there's good faith between both sides here. You know, how this all worked out with the injury, I was a little bit concerned, right? You know, Fields plays, you know, he's got to push a sled, gets a calf injury, not playing, do you start him, all the talk. And the Steelers stuck with him, right? They were loyal to him. When Tomlin could have said, you know, we're going to ride Fields and see what we got. And so I think there's good faith. And again, I could be naive. I tend to look at things from a positive lens. I expect the best out of people. But I do think that, you know, knowing Russell Wilson, we're around the same age, like knowing him and knowing people that know him, you know, I do think that he is in a position here that he feels like they can not only win now,
mm-hmm.
but they can win next year and the year after that. And if you're the Steelers, like, it reminds me a little bit of Matt Stafford in Los Angeles. Now, the difference there is you don't have to trade to get the assets. They've got the asset. You don't have to get Jalen Ramsey. You don't have to get Odell Beckham Jr. You don't have to get, like, they've got Aaron Donald and TJ Watt, but they've got Cam Hayward. They've got Herbig. They've got Highsmith. They've got all these pieces. They really don't have to break the bank outside of the quarterback position. Maybe you've got to go get another lineman, but could you draft there? Is Fautanu going to be okay eventually? But damn, like, I think they're in a position here for a 3-year period where they could. They've got to capitalize because, you know, those windows are fleeting and they close quick.
The only guy you're really going to lose is Najee Harris at the end of the year. And I don't know that that's even a guarantee. I don't think they're going to bring him back. I think he's going to make a pretty penny and maybe they won't have that kind of money to spend, but everybody else is going to be around.
Mm-hmm.
So you are going to have all these guys.
You're going to need another receiver or pay Mike Williams.
For sure. And you'll see how Roman Wilson factors into the whole thing. Not that I think he's like a massive piece or anything like that. You're going to have people, regardless of what happens at the end of the year, because this is just the way it works, say, you don't want to pay a 35-year-old quarterback all these millions of dollars. Think about it this way, though. Like, if Russell Wilson had played here his entire career, no one would even bat an eye
right.
at the guy who's throwing all these touchdown passes and looking like he's found the fountain of youth, paying that guy another few years on his contract. You'd be saying, no, we need this guy to stick around. And we say, yeah, it's only been 3 games, and that's a fact. But when he was in Seattle and now in Pittsburgh, he's been a very good to great player. The anomaly is the Denver time, when he had maybe the worst head coach in the history of football, and then Sean Payton, who is maybe the most stubborn coach in football history. That, to me, very much looks like the anomaly. And I'm not seeing anything right now, and I'm not you guys, the way I can break down football, I'm not seeing anything that he can't keep doing. The health thing will always be a concern for a guy in his mid-30s. But again, if he had been a Steeler his entire career, no one even worries about that for a second, I don't think.
I would agree. I think that's spot on. I don't see anything that he's not going to be able to do. What I see that's not sustainable is if he keeps taking hits and getting enveloped in the pocket because they can't protect. And but it's not that bad, right? Like he's got enough in his arsenal to protect himself both mentally and then obviously physically. You know, like I remember people say, well, the drop off and the mobility, like you got to, like, Russell Wilson ran a 4.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, this guy's not Kirk Cousins with coming off an Achilles. Like, yeah, he's coming off a calf, which you worry about Achilles, but he's moving great. He made a first down with his feet the other day. Like, took a hit doing it. But it's the third down awareness of all out pressure, retreat in the pocket, throw a ball to Mike Williams to win the game. Like, I'm sorry, Fields ain't making that play. He's not making that play. He does.
He's running.
He's running around, and it's not. It's the wiring from brain to body, and what happens in those moments that you see the difference between good players and, like, Hall of Famers, right? And for him, that wiring is so programmed, and then the hard count at the end of the game, which, again, it's standard. Like, you saw, I saw Arthur Smith, no snap, no play. Like, that's the play, right? But just how he did it. Like, these are advantages for a team that has lost based on inches the last few years. Like, they've been close. He gives them those inches. And then he'll make plays that Hall of Famers make.
412-928-9370. You want to jump in on the conversation? Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan Morning Show, as always, and we are proud of this, is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We're going to get to Pip with Bill Hiltgrove coming up at 7:50. The Commanders blitzed the hell out of the Steelers on Sunday. You're going to see probably a lot of that with Baltimore. It's just who they are, what they do. How would you guys defend Russell Wilson in the Steelers offense? We'll get into that when we come back. Pat Bostick brought to you by Gatorade, available at Giant Eagle stores. I just saw a viral tweet out there of a security camera. The footage from that showing a dude who's about to rob a bank and he's stretching.
Really?
Like a ski mask over his face.
Warming up. I got to do this. Don't want to pull a hamstring.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that would really derail your plans if you're trying to get out of there and you pop a hammy or blow an Achilles.
You know what? Best laid plans. You could have, you know, the whole Ocean's 11 heist going on, and if George Clooney pops a groin in the middle of that thing, you're going to prison for life.
Yep.
Got to be limber.
Got to.
I'm just thinking of weird stuff. Out comes the trainer, you know. We think he's cramping. Give him a second. Pause.
Blows the whistle. All right.
We're going to.
Rolls the arm.
That's a media timeout.
Runs into the blue tent.
He's been in there a while.
So the Commanders blitzed a lot on Sunday. Obviously, they see something in the Steelers' offensive line. The Ravens, they can only create pressure by blitzing, so I'd imagine more of that. How would you guys try to get in the kitchen of Russell Wilson? They've been averaging over 30 points a game, and I don't know that we've seen him take the bad sacks either. Like, that's all he takes bad sacks. He's taking some sacks. I don't know if any of them I'd necessarily put on him, but I'm not astute the same way you guys are. How would you attack Russell Wilson?
Well, I mean, and Pat can break it down way better than I can, but I mean, if you paid attention to Tom Brady throughout his career, there's one way to try to slow Brady down, and that's the blitz up the gut, the double A-gap blitz. He was always thrown off his path, and you would figure that the same, and whenever you have a quarterback like that, and Russell Wilson, he can move around better than Tom Brady, but he's more of a pocket guy. And Russell Wilson's 5'10". So you blitz up the gut if you do in the double A gaps, and then it clouds his vision, and then he has to kind of extend the plays on the outsides. If you were to try to get after Russell Wilson, in my opinion, it would be to shoot the A gaps whenever you can, to kind of cloud his vision a little bit.
I agree, and I think that also helps them with Najee. I think what I noticed in the Commander game when they started pressuring is when they put Jaylen Warren in the game, they were able to get to the edge. When you pressure up the middle, two things can counteract that from a quarterback standpoint. One is running the football. If you're able to kind of stone that dead, pin it, and then get on the perimeter, that's when you started seeing Jaylen Warren get loose a little bit. And that kind of softened them up a little bit in the run blitz department. They stayed in good down and distances, which if you're going to blitz, then you got to pick your poison, right? You might get caught, and that second layer of defense isn't there, and you've got Jaylen Warren on a safety or Najee Harris on a safety. The other thing is the Steelers are really running a lot of bootleg and nakeds and all those types of things where they're showing. So if you pin that and then get on the perimeter, you got crossing routes and you're pressuring. You now got 300, not 400, right? You're in a situation where there are holes in your defense that can be taken advantage of, particularly on normal downs and distances. Now, if it's third down and medium to long, I'm pressuring up the middle. I'm playing zone behind it. And I'm making sure there's four eyes on Pickens is what I'm doing. But what we saw and what I like to see more of is Freiermuth getting involved. And if you're going to pressure again, there's going to be holes in the coverage. If you're able to block it, which is a big if sometimes, veteran quarterbacks tend to take advantage of it. So there's some danger in pressuring up the gut too. And I think I've outlined what those are. It'll be incumbent on the Steelers to continue to do that and to make them pay.
How many yards per game is Baltimore giving up to tight ends?
68
yards a game to tight ends.
Yeah. Well, that's that would seem to indicate, right, like pressure, who's your best friend? Tight end. Right? You know, working zones, working the middle of the field, if you're playing a 300 zone, a blitz zone, those are the holes, those are the areas where your tight end can really operate and make plays. And I think we've seen Freiermuth and Darnell Washington become more a part of this offense since Russell Wilson's been inserted into the lineup.
You think they've got room to grow still, too?
I do. If you still look at the hit charts, they're not working the middle of the field that much. Again, part of that is, right, when you run the football, you're getting one high safety. So you're getting more perimeter-oriented looks from a defensive standpoint. But I do think that Freiermuth in particular, for what he's being paid and how he's valued in that locker room, I think there's more on the bone for him. And I think Russ knows that. So as attention is garnered further for George Pickens, as he does more, hopefully, with a guy like Mike Williams backside who gives you that matchup and you can move Pickens around, I think that's only going to open things up for Freiermuth, in the middle of the field and otherwise.
How much more do you think Mike Williams is going to play this game? Like, whenever you see a guy get activated on a new team, gets thrown into the fire, and he makes a play like he did, and Russell Wilson basically told him where to line up and told him to play, like, go run just a go route and I'm going to throw it to you. How much do you think from, last Sunday till this Sunday will the rep count increase?
Well, I mean, he's had an opportunity to go through a couple practices now, then a game, then film review. All the while, he's getting acclimated to the base, right? You've moved rosters, gone to new playbooks. It's the same stuff. It's just different verbiage. So I think that's the biggest thing, is understanding that. I expect him to play more of a role. It's not going to be fully baked yet, but I think he'll play more of a role. I think you'll see his snap count go up by probably 50%, 40%.
Darn, you're talking about how tough of a play that is for him to make.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you come in cold.
Yep.
Haven't run that. Haven't practiced it all week. And ball's 800 feet in the air, and you got to contort your body, and then you got to catch it, and then you got to stay in bounds. All the while, the whole game's riding on it, and you're the new guy. It's amazing.
I mean, it's a hell of a play. And the hardest part for me would be, oh, man, I actually beat the guy off the line, and I'm open. Like, people think whenever you're open, those are the hardest catches to make. Whenever you know that you're open, you know you won, you know the ball's coming to you, and all you have to do is make the catch, and then the amount of pressure on the type of catch you had to make, like, that wasn't as easy of a play to make as people probably think it was. And that's why he was a top, he was a 7th pick of the draft. He was a top 10 pick, pedigree wide receiver coming out of Clemson, is because he could make every single catch back then. And that still obviously does matter now, but the amount of pressure to make that play was huge.
You know what it makes me think of? There's nobody there. When your son screamed that. Yeah. There's nobody there.
There's nobody there.
Yeah.
But
there's nobody there. We got the dub, man.
Did you hear that clip, Pat?
I did not.
Oh, play it for him, please, Crowley. This is Mike Williams after the game. Like, for real.
Ah! Let's go, man. Got the dub.
That's him.
Yes. This is his voice box.
He beat the guy by a solid 3 steps.
He was playing off him. And it's insane.
I mean,
he's talking about stepping on toes.
Yeah.
Let's go, man. Got to go.
Much more on Steelers Ravens coming up at 8 o'clock. I need to talk to you about Lamar Jackson and what he's doing this year. I mean, my God, this guy's incredible, but he hasn't been against the Steelers. So we'll do that coming up at 8. Bill Hillgrove joins us next. Big one for Pitt football against Clemson at the ACC at noon. Big one on the hardwood tomorrow night against West Virginia at 8. So the voice of the Panthers joins us next. Pitt Breakdown with Doran, Pat, and Bill Hillgrove, brought to you by Gatorade, available at Giant Eagle stores. It's also the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Bill Hillgrove joins us every single Thursday at 7:50. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I think we're all wonderful.
We're great.
What a weekend of collegiate
especially
athletics.
Especially after last night, right? Especially after the celebration last night.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good time. Yes, Callis wasn't invited. We were trying not to bring it up. Now you're going to make Callis feel bad, Bill.
Clemson has delivered. They're a solid team. And as Pat and I discussed earlier in the week, you know, I looked at the roster and I said, no transfers. And apparently Dabo doesn't believe in them. So lots of freshmen on the depth chart, but really good players. And I don't know that they've played the toughest conference schedule so far, but they've taken care of business by and large. And, you know, you're 6-1 going to your final conference game. You're in pretty good position. So they're good. It's going to be a big challenge for the Panthers. And apparently we'll have to do it with Nate Yarnell at the quarterback spot.
Yeah, Bill, do you have a lot of faith in Yarnell? I mean, I know he threw two picks whenever he was inserted into the game last week, but Yarnell is a guy that was, it was a competition in training camp, and you know, we a lot of us thought that he was going to be the guy to start the season for the Panthers, so he does have that starting quarterback capability. How much faith do you have in Yarnell becoming maybe a hero on Saturday?
Well, he certainly hasn't seen the number of snaps that Eli has, but you know, I think there's promise there. And, you know, 5 touchdowns, 2 picks, that's not a great ratio, but because it's a small sampling. But, you know, I have faith in him. And, you know, I think in the past he's shown a maturity where he, you know, can operate without beating himself. I think that's the key. He's got to avoid beating himself.
Big test for the Panthers on the gridiron Saturday, Billy, with Clemson, but the hardwood is Friday night, and I'm gonna steal thunder from our West Virginia colleague over here, Adam Crowley. Panthers and Mountaineers, first big test for Pitt, which will play a bunch of Power 5 conference teams here upcoming. Break down this matchup between the Panthers and Mountaineers. I think it's a different West Virginia team, certainly, than last year.
Yeah, because of the transfers, including the coach's son, who is their leading scorer. You know, they're good. They're solid. I don't know how deep they are, but, you know, I don't know that that necessarily will be a factor. But, boy, just what I've seen from the Panthers, I'm just kind of bowled over. This group is superior. The guards, particularly that trio of guards, as good as it gets. It'll be a fun matchup, no question about it. And I don't think West Virginia is coming in here and planning on losing. So, it'll be a fight. The backyard brawl, it always is.
Bill, we obviously know that you don't broadcast with the Steelers anymore, but I'm sure that you still pay attention to the Steelers. How good has this team looked this year, in your opinion, and how big is the game against the Ravens on Sunday?
Yeah, well, they're 3-point dogs. The Ravens have one more loss. And, you know, I like the Steelers. I just think, you know, Russell Wilson gives them that ability to see the game slow. You know, he's had so many snaps in his fine career, and he sees the game in a slow fashion, and I think that really helps their offense. I think he's a good fit for Arthur Smith. The addition of Mike Williams, certainly he proved it in the game last week at Washington, even with the snake in the locker room. How that happened, it defies description. But, you know, I think if there's a concern, it's the back end of the defense. And I think they've got to play better for this team to be a real contender. But Sunday should tell us a lot about both teams.
Bill, you got a really busy weekend. All right here on 93.7 The Fan. Have a blast. We'll be listening. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys. Hail to Pitt, H2P.
Thanks, Billy.
Bill Hillgrove, the great Bill Hillgrove.
He's the best, man.
We're going to get into Steelers-Ravens coming up at the top of the hour. I can't wait for the basketball game tomorrow.
Are you going?
No. No, I am doing pregame from 6 until 7:30. Here? Yeah.
You are. You're gonna
a little extended pregame
look
here.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're moonlighting.
I am. Going to take some calls, I
are
think.
You?
I hope. Pitt fans and West Virginia fans alike. Maybe I'll allow them to spar a little bit on the air, a little trash talk back and forth if they can keep it clean. That might be fun. Should be a good matchup. I think Pitt's the better team, and they're in year, what, seven under Jeff Capel? Yep. And this is the first year for Darren DeVries. I will say,
his son's a pro.
Oh. He is a stud. He's a genius. He really is. He's a good player. Tucker DeVries, he gets it. He's a facilitator. He's a 6'7 wing. So I do think it'll be more of a challenge for the Panthers than last year, for some obvious reasons. The other guy didn't quite know how to coach, no offense to him, put in a tough position. But I think, as Bill mentioned, you know, what has cost Pitt the last couple of years? Certainly last season not getting into the tournament. A, bad start. B, the schedule, I guess, wasn't good enough. Neither of those two things are true this year. 3-0 already, and you got Ohio State coming up. So I think Pitt, if they just continue to play this way, they're going to find enough quality non-conf wins to get into the tournament, because I think they're going to do what they've done the last couple of years in the ACC.
I agree. I mean, and Murray State tested them. I was at that game on Friday, and they tested them. But the thing that's – Bill mentioned it about this team is, you know, one of those three guards, Dunn, Leggett in particular lately, and then Jalen Lowe, just they just turned into gear. And when they want to put you away, they put you away.
Yeah.
And that's what's – you know, teams will mess around and hang around, and then they just knockout punch them. And then – what's been interesting, I think that it's been understated, is Guillermo Diaz-Graham moving to the four.
Mm-hmm.
It's put him in a little bit more exposure from a defensive perspective. But, man, like, having him outside, he shot 41% from three in ACC play last year.
Yeah.
At 7 foot. I mean, you talk about a weapon. And then you got Corhan down low. Like, this team has some real pieces. I think it's the best team Pitt's had in a long time. But tomorrow's... you know, it's going to ratchet up in a number of ways. Competition, atmosphere, that place is going to be lit.
Yes.
I mean, there's a volleyball match at 5. Those people will be coming down. Students will be fired up. They'll be burning the midnight oil, getting ready for the next day at Akershire. Should be a really fun weekend of sports in Pittsburgh. I mean, then you got Steelers-Ravens Sunday. I mean, you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, if you think about it, if this was back in our day, we could have possibly had a weekend where you had the football backyard brawl and basketball.
Yeah, I know.
Friday, Saturday.
I wanted to go back to November.
Right? Me too.
I wanted to go back to...
Sorry, Pat. I would actually prefer the basketball game be played later in the season. You know, just you know who you are, and it feels like it's more important the later it gets.
Well, who knows? Someday it may, because someday the Panthers and Mountaineers may be in a conference together. Who knows?
Fingers crossed. Yeah.
Who knows? But I'm glad. Listen, I've said this before. I'll say it again and again and again. I'm glad they're playing again.
Yes.
In everything. And it should happen every single year without any pause. I know that's easier said than done. The intricacies of scheduling are legitimate. However, I think we've realized these past few years in football and certainly in basketball when both teams are good that the backyard brawl, it's national in nature.
And it's you've said this too. It's not just football. It's in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what separates other rivalries across the country. Thanks to Hillgrove, Billy Hilly. Bill Hillgrove, the great Bill Hillgrove, for joining us in the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. MVP Lamar Jackson coming into Pittsburgh where he hasn't played well in his career. Is that going to continue? Is it not going to continue? We'll break it down with our quarterback insider, Pat Bostic. First, though, fam weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event now through December 2nd, 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high 49.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.